Chapter 66.
It's something like this, Blackwall tries to explain, as he and Varric sort through the things in the Inquisitor's room. These things belong to people. If you take them without asking first, it's stealing. Even if you're friends with who you took it from. Or even if that person isn't using it at that moment. But, he's right, Poppy, these things might be important to people. You don't know unless you ask. I mean, how would you feel if I asked to use your staff? The nice one that Dagna made special just for you. Blackwall glances up and sees Llewellyn's expression of extreme sadness before she picks up said staff and thrusts it at Varric.
Okay, I trust you. You can use it, but you're short and I'm worried you might hurt yourself.
Blackwall snorts and Varric laughs. That's not... All right. I don't actually want the staff, kid.
Oh.
Llewellyn looks a little relieved, but mostly confused as she hugs the staff to her chest. It was an example, Blackwall says, snorts when he opens a box and finds all the earrings Madame Vivian has been complaining about going missing. He has half a mind to leave them, and let the woman continue to think it was the birds who've been taking them. The point is that it didn't feel very good, did it? Because it was yours.
It doesn't matter if it was mine,
Llewellyn huffs, obligingly pulling down boxes for Varric to go through from on top of her bookshelf, which, Blackwall is fairly certain, is full of books she's taken from everyone else. He thinks he'll just ask Dorian or Cassandra to sort through that.
Because what's mine is the Inquisition's, and what's the Inquisition's is mine.
That's because you are the Inquisition, Varric points out. Llewellyn shoots him an odd look.
So are you.
No, Varric coughs. I'm your friend. I'm not Inquisition. Either way, you're the Inquisitor of the Inquisition. That makes you the boss. It's different for the little people, and I don't just mean dwarves.
Oh,
Llewellyn starts juggling some acorns.
So, I should ask first, even if they're not using it?
Yes, Blackwall says, reaching under her desk and finding one of his old tunics. He thought that it got thrown out. Do so.
But what about when we're out of Skyhold? We always find those chests and crates and boxes. Who do I ask when I take stuff out of those? What about bodies? Should I ask even though the person is dead?
Blackwall makes eye contact with Varric and mouths, Cullen. Varric smirks and dips his head. You know who'd be great at answering these questions, Poppy?
You?
Cullen, Varric corrects. Who's outside, on such a lovely day, full of good sunshine, probably in the training yard and everything, getting all that sun. Why don't you ask him and get some fresh air, while Hero and I clean up this stuffy room? Llewellyn flings herself to the balcony to check. She, presumably, does see him, because she starts waving.
Okay, I'm going to go do that now, she says, running and jumping down the stairs. I'll be back soon, though, maybe. I'll try to be, at least. Also, there's a Nug around here somewhere. Please be kind to him.
Boss, you're so tiny, Bull sighs, as Llewellyn rests her chin on his shoulder.
All the better to carry me, I guess, she says, twisting and turning to look around before putting her head back on his shoulder.
It's true. Bull can carry her tucked into the crook of one arm and still have room left over to carry her pack, his pack, and maybe Rocky in the same arm.
Why am I being carried again?
Because sometimes I feel better when I've got you where I can see you, Bull says. And knowing you won't go running off and tripping over a wyvern nest or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
He feels Llewellyn poking and prodding at one of his scars.
If it makes you feel better, then. Where did you get this one from?
Why don't you try and guess? And I'll tell you when you get it right.
He got it in Saharan, but she's probably never going to get there.
Was it a nug?
Yep. Probably. Never going to get there. Nope. How'd a nug get me a scar like that? Kind of high up.
Did you see the nugs we got for the stables? They could make a scar like that, Llewellyn says.
Bull really, really pities Dennett sometimes. He signed up for horses. Instead, he got murderous lizards and giant nugs.
Oh, is it from a nugalope?
Nope.
Nugs have such strange little hands, Bull. They have teeny fingers. Llewellyn waves her hand in front of his face. Teeny fingers!
Bull catches her hand and tucks it against her. Yup, kind of creepy, huh?
Bull, are we lost?
Bull has a general idea of where camp is, but he has no idea where Sarah and Dorian are. He's been trying to make his way back to where they were before they got separated, but these fucking cliffs and hills are making it really hard, and he's considering just heading back to the closest camp and hoping the other two do the same. Nope, Dorian and Sarah are. Llewellyn is quiet for all of 2 minutes. 2 minutes in which she just traces scars, twists and turns like a cat, and generally attempts to squirm out of his grip. Before she says, Bull?
Yeah, boss?
Can I get down now?
Depends. You gonna run off, skid down a cliff, and start collecting elf fruit?
Llewellyn falls silent again.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bull snorts. He loves his boss. Really. His tiny little Cerebas boss. But sometimes.
Sometimes. You're staying right where you are until I figure out how to find the other two. Then I'm hauling all three of you back to camp and going to sleep.
This is why Krem calls you a mother hen, Llewellyn mutters, flinging her arms over his shoulder and mashing her face against his skin. You're supposed to be the fun one!
You know I adore you two little pieces, right? Dorian says, as Llewellyn continues to pelt Solas with little pieces of paper for him. The tiniest little pieces that you can't even see, but only imagine.
Of course you do, she replies. I'm your favorite.
Which really shouldn't say very much, given the somewhat slim pickings around Skyhold. But still. I'd pick you any day, he says, continuing to scribble out notes before ripping them and crushing them into balls for her to throw down below. The best part is that Solas can't even get mad. Dorian is getting the notes down there in a timely manner, after all, and Solas has a weak point for Cole and Llewellyn. If he's going to get mad at them, he's going to turn into a lecture on deep mushrooms or something or other. He won't actually yell at them. It's the perfect way to annoy the crabby, bald painter down below. A perfect start to the day.
I pick you, too, Llewellyn says. You're my favorite also, but don't tell Cassandra that.
Why? Does she think she's the favorite? Have you been leading us all on behind each other's backs into thinking we're the favorite? Sneaky little elf.
No, don't be silly. Everyone knows you're my favorite.
Llewellyn snorts a laugh, a delightful sound that carries and echoes a bit around the rotunda. Again, perfect. Because no one can get mad at her for laughing. No one. Even if it's rather loudly done in a library. Because it's her. It's just her, and who in their right mind would get upset at the Inquisitor for laughing in her own damned castle?
I mean, I don't think she wants you to be my favorite. I think she's hoping that Josephine or Cullen become my favorite, so that she doesn't have to worry so much. You make me make terrible decisions sometimes. Apparently. I'm not too sure on that. I think we make wonderful decisions together. I mean, we're here, aren't we? Good on us.
Good on us indeed, Dorian says, peering over the railing to catch a glimpse of the elf. He's retreated to sitting in his armchair and letting the paper hit the back of the tall thing and pile around the floor. Spoil sport. Let's move around to the other side. Llewellyn snickers.